ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Do you ever think that maybe the people making all the important decisions don't have a clue what they're doing?
The UK Prime Minister is facing increasing pressure to step down.
It is ridiculous that Australia is facing a domestic gas price crisis.
They take our money, they make us look like fools.
I'm Matt Bevan, and on my show, if you're listening, we take a look at every terrible decision that led to where we are today. Find us on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Albury in regional New South Wales and the federal seat of Farrer, where one of the most closely watched by-elections in years is underway. Closely watched not because this will decide who's in government, Labor's not even running in this by-election. This is all about the fight on the Conservative side of politics. Farrer has been held for nearly 80 years by the Coalition. Former Nationals leader Tim Fischer held this seat for a very long time. The former Liberal leader Susan Lee held this seat for a very long time. But now it looks almost certain to be lost by the Coalition. Its support has collapsed in just the space of 12 months since the last election. Where has it gone? Well, largely it seems to One Nation. This has become a contest between One Nation's David Farley and the independent Michelle Millthorpe, who did well last year against Susan Lee, ran second to her, won the booths in this seat of Albury where we are. But a lot of that Liberal vote for Susan Lee now appears to have gone across to One Nation. And in the more rural parts of this electorate, you would expect it's going to be an even stronger result for One Nation. We've heard plenty from the politicians in the lead-up and during this by-election contest. We came here to hear what the people, what the locals are actually thinking. What are the issues on their mind? What's driving their vote away from the Coalition? A big issue for you, do you think, as you cast your vote? Was there a particular issue that you had in mind?
It was mainly hospital and like the staffing. We need more staff and especially probably a new hospital if that's possible. We are catering to too many areas in the regional around here. Like we are catering to Holong, Corowa and other places, and it's only one hospital, like Albury Base, and I work in an aged care, so I know how it is. Like, it's too busy there.
Do you mind telling us what you decided to do with your vote?
Yeah, this is my first time voting in Australia, and I was so excited about it. So I read through every candidate, what are they stand for. So yeah, I really liked most of them, like, because most of them are focusing on healthcare, and that's amazing. Like, they are thinking about it. So, yeah.
And which one stood out as the best choice?
I like Michelle.
One Nation all the way.
One Nation? What about you?
One Nation all the way.
And why is that? Why One Nation?
Because things have got to change. My son can't even afford a rental anymore.
Prices are getting crazy. We've seen what's happened in the UK. It's just overrun with crime and just horrible stuff. And we need to stop, like, that from happening here.
And you can't vet 250,000 people a month that come into the country and make sure that they're vetted properly. Yep.
So what is it about One Nation? Is it the immigration issue you just mentioned? Is that the main thing?
No, not the main issue. No, not at all.
I think it's part of it, but there's a lot more. There's the housing problems, but it's all tied together. The more people there are that want houses, the more the price is going to rise because there's more people fighting over it.
Yeah, less jobs for young people.
It all affects it.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Do you think One Nation has the solutions, or is this more of a protest for you guys?
I think they're a step in the right direction. Even if they stuff up, it's better than a lot of other things.
Can't be as bad as Labor at the moment, so...
Can I ask you this? Did you used to vote for the Liberals, or, like, what have you traditionally voted?
Back in the day, I used to vote Labor all the way.
Labor?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
And so would you ever go back to Labor, or do you think...
Never.
Never?
No.
So you've gone Labor to One Nation?
Yep. Definitely. All the way.
I feel like there's a big focus on, like, immigration and stuff like that, when the real focus should be on affordable housing and the cost of living and stuff, because in reality, immigrants aren't the one at fault here. It's the gas and oil companies. It's the billionaires taking money from the working man and stuff. We really need to focus on that more, I feel, yeah.
Was there a candidate that really stood out to you as focusing on those priorities?
Well, like the Greens and Michelle Millthorpe, because I live with a chronic illness and I know the hospital situation in Albury is dire and we're desperately needing a new one. And I feel like she's got the right idea on that. And obviously the Greens just have a lot of policies that I agree with as well. So, yeah.
How do you think Michelle Millthorpe's going to go in this vote? I mean, as a local, do you feel like she's going to get there or not?
I hope so. I do have a bit of worry for some of the other parties, you know, like I was saying about the whole, you know, immigration stuff. One Nation and stuff like that. I really, really would not like that, honestly. But
how would you feel if One Nation did win this seat on Saturday?
I wouldn't be happy. I would not be happy. It's just taking the focus away from the real issues and putting the blame on people that are just trying to make a living and just trying to get by, and people who have come to this country for, you know, whether they're fleeing from war or just want a better life, you know, they're just trying to live like everyone else, you know. And yeah, we just want to focus on helping them more.
So do you mind telling us which way you've decided to go?
Michelle Millthorpe.
Right, and why is that?
Because I think she's the one that'll do something.
On the hospital specifically?
The hospital, yes, exactly.
What do you think about the Liberal Party's held this seat for a long time? What do you think about them?
Well, I used to be a Liberal voter, but Susan Ley never sort of did much in the Albury area. That's my opinion.
And have they lost you forever, the Libs?
I think so. I think so.
Did you find a candidate that ticks the boxes for you?
No, not particularly. Oh, right. They're all a bit broad.
A bit unimpressed with...
They're okay, but they're not. They're a bit broad.
A bit broad.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us what you decided to do in the end?
I kind of went with the most popular candidate here.
Right. Which one's that?
It's Michelle.
Okay. But you're not enthusiastic about it?
There's some things I absolutely agree with her, but there's other things I think it's never going to happen.
What do you feel about the party's Liberals, the Nationals? They've held this Farris seat for a very long time. How do you feel about them?
I'm not keen. I've never been keen on them, so I'm really happy to see some fresh blood.
Well, my parents are farmers, so water is a big one for us.
Whereabouts are they?
Just past Finlay.
Yeah, right. So what's the situation for water there at the moment? Is it bad?
It's like access is pretty well zero. Prices are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So things like the water buybacks are a big concern there?
Yeah, absolutely.
And is there a candidate that's got the answers, do you think? For...
Well, my parents are supporting One Nation, David Farley, so that's what we're supporting.
Yep. And so because of the water issue mainly?
Yeah, big one, and also other things as well.
Yeah, yep. Fuel security is a big one as well. Yeah.
Fertilizer,
obviously, yeah.
And you don't think the major parties, like the Libs, have held this seat for a long, long time? They don't have the answers, you don't think?
I think they've just been doing nothing, so time for some change, hopefully.
And you reckon One Nation will make a difference?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I'm confident, definitely.
Yep.
What's the big issue for you in this election? Is there a particular concern you've had?
Well, the hospital is quite an issue. It's very much an Albury issue, I feel.
And did any of the candidates here offer a solution on that?
I don't know. It remains to be seen. Right. It remains to be seen. We've had promises before, so we'll...
Do you mind telling us which way you've decided to go?
Well, it was a secret ballot.
That's fine.
But we like the appeal of Michelle.
Yeah. Were you... previously with one of the major parties and have now gone to the independent?
More or less. But the issues are important from time to time.
What is it about the major parties, and Libs have held this seat for a long time, what is it about them that you don't particularly like?
I think disappointment is probably the issue. And change is good for everybody, isn't it? We thrive on change, so not that an independent would create change, but certainly... I think the parties that have had the power for some time need to get a message occasionally that people aren't always satisfied with what happens.
One last one. Are you worried about One Nation actually winning on Saturday?
Yes, that's an unknown quantity, isn't it, if it's a rising force?
Why One Nation?
Well, I feel that she's on track. I feel that the others are just playing games with us.
Yeah. Did you used to be a Liberal voter and you've gone One Nation, or were you a Labor voter?
I was a Liberal.
Right. So you've gone Liberal to One Nation.
Yes.
Do you think you'd ever go back? How do you feel about the Liberal Party now?
Depends how long they lead.
I don't know. I think they're all up in the air and it's a little bit... They're not really sure of themselves yet.
But do you think
Pauline Hanson's got the answers, or is this just you're wanting to lodge a protest, or how do you feel about her?
No, I just feel that she's battled for such a long time, and I think she's sincere in what she's doing, and I don't think the others are sincere. I really don't. I think they're playing games with us, and you know, we need to get something back. I don't approve of certain aspects that they're doing, this government. So, yeah.
Is migration one of the big issues for you?
Yes. I think that's a big issue for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think immigration as such is a problem. It just depends on the amount. You can't keep bringing people in when you've got nowhere to put them. Housing is a big issue.
They can't put it the other way.
You know, and there's people on the streets here. No, it's not good enough.
So there's some of the views of the folks here in Farrah. Hardly a scientific survey, but we will see the real results on by-election night. Hopefully you can join us on the ABC News Channel. Patricia Karvelis, myself, and ABC Chief Election Analyst Casey Briggs going through the results as they come in. And we'll have all the wash-up on Insiders Sunday morning. Hope you can join us then on ABC TV.
You're making us all feel very excited about being here.